4CBA for a radio check.
CBA, here is Whiskey 4, November, Whiskey Bravo. Sounds like you fall quieting into the repeater, over.
Appreciate it. I put a new radio in, and I did not change the power cable because it has the same plug as the old radio. The old radio is an ICOM, the new one's an ICOM. And but I got to looking at the connections at the battery, and they didn't look so hot, so I just redid them and got new terminals and, you know, just totally redid it there, the battery, of course, and then hooked everything back up. I just wanted to make sure it sounded all right.
You're full quieting, like I said, and you transmitted long enough that time. If you had anything that was going to fail, it probably would have. But that way, you got the new connection. It should last you a while. Go ahead.
I was just too lazy to run the new wire. I mean, the wire itself is, I mean, you know, it looks brand new, so it's not like it's breaking down or anything, so. And it's a lot heavier gauge. But anyway, but I noticed when I had my radio on and I cranked my car and the radio went off last night. And then it came back on when the car cranked up and I thought, huh. So, and that's never happened before, so that kind of gave me a clue. Well, good. That puts my mind at ease. I appreciate the radio check, and I want to clear out of here. I've got some other stuff to do. But thanks for the radio check, and enjoy the rest of your day. KB4CBA, clear.
Sounds like you're doing fine, and that's not lazy. That's working smart. That's what I call it. Yeah, cables. If the cable's good, why change it out? And save the new one. So I hope you have a good afternoon, too. 73s, W4 and WB, clear.
Them junk bow things, Dave. You got a lot of QRM, QRN, static, and bad things. N0TR.
Got a good report, and you're telling me I got static.
I just come on the air. What'd you expect?
I expect you to tell me that I'm full quieting in the repeater.
Be out of character for me. We just pulled in the garage. Now, I just had to throw that out there. I didn't hear all of it. I forgot and left the volume down on the radio as we was coming home from Aldi's. Yeah, it sounds great, Dave.
I had a problem last night when I cranked the car up with the radio on. Because I used to do that with the old one off. Like it did. Sometimes I'd turn it off. Most of the time I would turn it off. But I have left it on and it never went off. Well, this one went off. And I said, yeah, something ain't right about that. So, okay, well, I got bright, shiny terminals and clean, everything's cleaned up, and I think she'll be ready to rock and roll for a long time. Well, let me jump out of here, and we'll talk to you later, Tom, and you behave yourself. I know your bride will make sure of that. So N0TRKB4CBA.
Dave, that time, I'm being honest with you, the signal got real hashy, and I could hear you, but you had a lot of white noise, and it just like faded in, faded out. Could be the repeater, but I don't know. You weren't moving or anything, were you?
I'm just sitting here in the driveway.
Well, maybe it was the repeater or the conditions. They're not exactly ideal out there today. And I'm feeling like crud today. I don't know. Good old arthritis, I guess.
Oh, he's back in town. Well, I hope I haven't damaged this radio by, trying to transmit, and it wasn't getting enough juice from the battery. That'd be a fine how do you do.
No, that time was perfect. Let me check something here. There we go. Now, let's see what this says here. Okay. Well, maybe it was a repeater or the conditions. They're not exactly ideal out there today. And I'm feeling like crud today. I don't know. Good old arthritis, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's back in town. Well, I have damaged this radio by, trying to transmit it, and it wasn't getting enough juice from the battery. That'd be a fine how do you say.
So there's your signal report, Dave. It sounded great that time. I think it must have been the repeater fading in now. No, I don't think you damaged that. I think they'll just shut down if you get too low a voltage. What caused that? Bad connection or something?
Yeah, at the battery, the terminals, I noticed the wire was, I don't look at them all the time, and I just noticed the wire was turning black, but the connection was solid. I mean, I pulled hard on it, and you couldn't pull it. It wasn't loose from the terminal, but evidently it was maybe just like oxidized or something right there. There wasn't any acid on it. I mean, it's all clean. It's clean as a whistle. But I think maybe the wire was just a little oxidized, and it just wasn't giving a good flow of current through there. So anyway, because I have been getting a few complaints here recently about the signal and this, that, and the other. So anyway, I think that was my problem.
Yeah, QSL is steady as a rock that time. Sometimes the stakeons will actually corrode back from where the wire protrudes through the stakeon a tiny bit and back into itself there, although they're tin copper. They can do that, and you just cut them off and put another one on, but many years as you've been doing it, I'm sure you'd recognize that. Okay, Dave, I'll let you go. I just wanted to say howdy. And Bernice and I just drove in. She said she'd unload the mass consumables. And I'm going to head upstairs. I just ran over here to say good morning to you, or good afternoon. 73's Dave, KB4CBA and 0TR.
You can behave, Bernice. And hello. And we'll talk to you later, Tom, in 0TR KB4CBA, clear.